Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi. We just had we like to call them, one of the gunsplainers, one of the right-wing gunsplainers, that, oh, little lady, you don't understand. Malcolm, as someone who has shot weapons of war, has been in war zones, your whole family has served for years and years, mm-hmm. You have just been in Ukraine putting your money where your mouth is. Is there a way I'm not explaining why civilians don't need weapons of war?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a gun collector, too. Mm-hmm. I collect historic firearms, including my great-great-grandpappy's rifles from the Civil War and the Indian War. But let's talk about what's happened with the NRA. Starting in the 1970s, the NRA went from this platform of training people for marksmanship, for sport, to switching to anti-government rhetoric almost overnight.
Yeah.
And they went from, you know, let's teach your kids how to shoot for the Boy Scouts, to start preparing yourself to shoot the government when they come to you. So that's where all of this occurred, where the NRA suddenly became a militant organization with insanely screechy flyers. I used to be a member of the NRA, and I used to remember they would have gun competitions. They've gone away from that. So they started pushing in the 1980s and the 1990s to start stockpiling weapons and keeping military-grade weapons in your home. Then, after the election of Barack Obama, it was insane. It was the AR-15 is the Minuteman rifle for the modern American. And as we saw after January 6th, the stock prices of ammunition, I always talk about this, went from 30 cents per bullet to $1.25 per bullet, mm-hmm. for AR-15 ammunition, because they started stockpiling for what they thought was the second American Civil War. Yeah. Do they need these weapons? No, they don't need these weapons. Do they have a right to them? Well, unless the Constitution's changed, yes. But there is a way, and I'm a common sense gun owner, big one. Here's how I think all gun owners should have. Every weapon you have should have insurance on it for accidental negligent discharge or someone steals and kills a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most guns are used for suicides and accidental shootings of other people, particularly handguns. No one really needs a handgun.
Yeah.
Handgun is just to kill your children. But AR-15s, you should have insurance up there for whatever you're using it for, and then you should have it registered like a car.
Yes.
So
you
this
have the so that says that you're authorized to drive that car, and then the government can make a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
The way they do it by charging me $250 for my inspection when I forget about it.
Yeah. So the Nashville shooter bought 7 guns legally, despite being under treatment for an emotional disorder. They were legally, we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally. They were legally purchased, the sheriff said. 3 of the weapons were used yesterday. She was under a doctor's care for an emotional disorder at the time. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons. They were under the impression that when she sold the one weapon, she did not own any more. As it turned out, she'd been hiding several weapons within the house. You know, I that's the thing, Malcolm. I don't know what more to say anymore about, you know that in Tennessee, there's essentially no laws, no permits, no this, no that, everything you just said.
A red flag law in Tennessee would have flagged her. Her family could have notified police and said, we believe that this person may be doing harm, and they could have a social visit, social services visit. They could have, if it got extreme, they could have, a registration check on the weapons. They have a right to do that if there are laws. Tennessee, Georgia, Florida are going to these situations where you can have a weapon concealed, right?
Yeah.
Concealed, and there's nothing you can do about it. Gangbangers will now be authorized to have rifles, pistols on their person so long as they're legally purchased.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Malcolm, let's talk about, because you mentioned NRA and anti-government stuff. I mean, let's talk about, you know, your specialty, talking about terrorism and the insanity of Trump having this at Waco, this rally he had. And just this morning, you know, retweeted another incitement to violence from somebody saying, you know, oh, if he gets indicted, you know, someone said, you want war, we'll give you war. If he's indicted, you know, I guess anywhere, including Manhattan. Can you talk to us about the danger of this moment? Because your latest book is literally They Want to Kill Americans, about the Trump insurgency.
I'm so surprised at how slowly this insurgency is continuing to burn, how it's smoldering from January 6th. I thought January 6th and the crackdown would have snuffed it out. And now I'm finding out, we're all seeing it. It's exactly what I wrote in the book. They view themselves as an alternate America. And the rest of you, the 65% of Americans that aren't them, are the enemy now. And by coming out and saying, this is war, Trump is inciting them. It was no joke that he went to Waco, where the Branch Davidians were illegally carrying, harvesting fully automatic weapons, had hundreds of children in there, had all sorts of crazy things that were alleged to go on there, and then they murdered federal law enforcement officers. But who was waiting out in the wings on the road and was actually interviewed? Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. Yeah. And that guy thought that Waco was the start of a war against the whites, and that he was going to actually carry out the call to arms by blowing up not the FBI building in Washington, D.C., like he read in the book The Turner Diaries, but he was going to blow up the federal officers who authorized Waco. So we went to Oklahoma City and killed 186 Americans. Don't tell me this won't happen again.
Yeah.
And I'll get it between you, me, and everybody listening. Timothy McVeigh would have an internship at a congresswoman's office.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, we were saying you can't expect anything out of Congress where they wear AR-15s as lapel pins now. I mean, not only are they saying on record, we can't fix this, they are actively inciting violence. I mean, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene was at a, you know, at an ATF inspection the other day saying, I'm here with my oversight ability, whatever, trying to stop, you know, an ATF inspection. It's we've reached just peak insanity in terms of that. Let's talk about J6 for a second. So Mike Pence, obviously, that's a big deal yesterday, has been ordered to testify. He likely will appeal, but, you know, what I'm being told, they are running out of time, that this delay is really reaching the end of it, that he's going to have to testify. I think that's fairly significant in terms of at least the J6 investigation, don't you?
Yeah, well, all the things that he says in private, he's going to be forced to say under sworn testimony. And this is the thing that we've noticed, that once people are under oath, for example, Stephen Miller, the colonel and the, you know, former colonel who became the acting secretary of defense, he went on Fox News the other day and lied about January 6th and National Guard orders. But under oath, he told the truth that Trump had never ordered the National Guard. Let's see Pence do the same thing. You know, he's going to walk out and lie. And then, because you're allowed to lie, that's freedom of speech. But in the grand jury, there's no taking the fifth. You're going to have to tell the truth.
Right.
And that's interesting.
Right. And I think, again, your area of expertise, national security, I mean, it does seem to me like Jack Smith is moving at pretty lightning speed on the document case, because I assume national security is of an urgent, you know, at an urgent level.
I think it's also integral to all the stories. You know, we've been joking for now what's going on 7 years about the unified field theory of what's going on in Trump world, that it's all dominated by money. It's all dominated by some level of, you know, oligarch level cash that has to be there. Many of these documents were related to nuclear power and nuclear power plants and quite pot or nuclear weapons. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the Saudis paid him $2 billion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying $2 billion did fall off a truck in front of Jared Kushner's house.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Donald Trump has top secret classified documents about nuclear related materials. So the only thing the Saudis would be very interested in is parity with Iran on nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, as what did Nancy Pelosi and you say repeatedly, with Trump, all roads lead to Russia? Because here we are, like, you know, Russian disinformation and incitement of violence around, you know, Trump's impending indictment in Manhattan. Right. I mean, it's just. Let's.
And there's that Russian aspect to that Saudi thing.
Yeah.
Mike Flynn selling Russian nuclear power plants to Saudi Arabia.
Right. Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Let's talk about Ukraine, where you went and, again, put your money where your mouth is. So you probably heard about this story, because I know you, like, I see you on Twitter all the time having to fight idiots. The story is Stolen Valor, the U.S. volunteers in Ukraine who lie, waste, and bicker. They rush to Ukraine by the thousands, many of them Americans who promise to bring military experience, money, or supplies to the battleground of a righteous war. Hometown newspapers hailed their commitment, and donors backed them with millions of dollars. I mean, you know, I guess like in any cause, there's, you know, the patriots like you, and then there's the grifters and, you know, God knows who else this attracted, right?
Sure, but I'm going to talk a little bit about that article. I'm not going to get as detailed as I'd like to go.
Right.
Because there's spread on that. First off, the title Stolen Valor blanketed me in there. I've got right-wingers in there saying the New York Times has now called you Stolen Valor. No such accusation is made in there. In fact,
no, I read
the
it.
Good guy story.
Yeah.
Where it's,
yeah.
I went there to try to straighten them out and found chaos. But that journalist, I'm sorry. I don't know who he is. I know he was an economics journalist at the Wall Street Journal up to last July. And suddenly he jumps in and he starts writing a high school newspaper.
Right.
Because the people he called Stolen Valor, they don't meet the legal definition of that. And the people he was attacking actually served and fought in combat in Ukraine. But that's, you know, he could have done a real story, but he didn't.
Yeah.
That same day, my team leader that I served under for 5 months in Ukraine, a Polish Special Forces officer, died that day. He was killed in action in Bakhmut. And I actually told the editor, why don't you write a story about the legionnaires that have given their lives in Ukraine instead of this high school trash that you're talking about? And this is where people have gone off the rails. That was a front page, above the fold story on the Sunday New York Times. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I wanted to give you a chance because, again, I know I follow you on Twitter and have to see you deal with idiots every day.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we
know you were there. We saw you there. We saw missiles landing behind you on TV, you know, and it's amazing that.
They called that whole event fake, yeah. And it was like green screen. Look, you guys know my late wife was my guardrail.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have guardrails anymore. I start telling people what I think about them now on Twitter.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Good. And the new book, like all of them, a must read. They Want to Kill Americans.
And his Substack, a must read.
Yes. And the new podcast, Black Man Spy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
New word dropping today.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! All right, honey. Love you. See you next week.
Love you.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Here he goes.